Avoid this mistake if you have back pain. This is the most important thing that you should not do with chronic lower back pain. You need to ensure that you listen to this one. There's going to be some really valuable tips, one in particular that makes sure you keep your back healthy long term. This is episode 37 of the West Chiropractic Podcast. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic here at West Chiropractic. Avoid this number one mistake if you have back pain. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do to ensure that you don't make your back pain worse, exactly how a disc slips or prolapses, and the top two things you can do to avoid this from happening long term, and if it does, making sure we're getting you out of pain quickly, efficiently, getting back to doing the things that you love. I'm Dr. Jeremy Andrews, Doctor of Chiropractic, here at West Chiropractic in Surrey, and today we'll be telling you exactly what you need to do to avoid back pain long term and this one mistake. So let's talk about back pain first and exactly the structure of the back. It's really important to focus on what is going on, and then we can tell you exactly what could go wrong and how we can prevent that from happening in the long run. So what I've got here, mini spine for you here. And as you can see on the bottom, this part is the pelvis. This is the lower back, mid spine and neck. We're going to focus on this section here. This is the lumbar section. So there's five lumbar vertebrae. So they go from number one, number two, number three, number four, and number five. The bottom two, more load-bearing joints. So the discs, these things in between here, are gonna take up more of the stress. Now a disc is like a jam donut. So the disc, in common terms, sometimes slips. Now the disc doesn't actually slip out, but it prolapses. So think about a jam donut. If I've got a jam donut in between my hands like this, and I put some pressure on it, the jam's gonna start bulging into the side. If I put more pressure on it over a period of time or a big force on it, that jam can start to prolapse out of the dough. It's gonna press on some of the lovely yellow nerves here. That's gonna cause pain when the nerves get interfered with. Sciatica is when the nerve goes down the back of the leg. It's very common with a disc prolapse or slip disc. So what do we need to do to make sure that this doesn't happen? Well, to get an understanding of how the disc functions, it is a shock absorber. So it absorbs the shock from the chest, the head, taking pressure off that area, and distributes it evenly down through the back. So you can jump, you can walk, you can run, we can sit for long periods with that disc taking up a lot of the stress. Over time, the disc can get worn out if we have poor posture, if we sit for too long, if we have an accident or injury, or in too much flex position there. A flex position like this puts a lot of pressure on the disc and it puts the jam to come out the back there. The back here is where they prolapse. You see there's a little disc herniation. That's where they prolapse out, mainly to the back outer part, and that's where the nerve gets interfered with. Rarely they come out the central part. That's more of a serious issue there. You have to be aware of things called quarter equina, which we can touch on later. But mainly it's a lateral back disc prolapse. Okay, it presses on the nerve, causes a lot of pain, a lot of sciatica. How does a disc prolapse? So the way a disc prolapse is, as I said, inflection or with a severe force. If we've been sitting for too long over a period of years, desk-based people are very prone to disc prolapses, then that can often put pressure on them. If we're in a flex position and we put force on it, so say for example we're in the gym and we're doing a squat and you kind of flex forward like that, that's going to put a lot of pressure on the discs. Doing sit-ups, that's very, very bad for discs. That's not the number one thing you should avoid, but it is something you should avoid, definitely. Doing sit-ups, they've been taken out of the Marine Corps training, been taken out of the Army training here as well. They put too much repetitive stress through that lower disc, causes back problems in the long run. So we just want to make sure we're avoiding those as much as we can as well. But what will happen very often is people say they're flexed over, they do a big cough or often a big sneeze, and it puts a lot of pressure on the base of the spine, can cause the disc to have problems or to rupture through the fibers. So the disc is made up of a load of concentric rings around, and then the jammy bit in the middle. So the fibers can separate like this, like a muscle tear, and then the jam starts to push through as it gets weaker. This happens usually over a long period of time, and then one simple thing like bending down, picking something up, lifting type injury causes the pain to come in. It's important to remember the problem didn't start then, the problem's been going on for a long period of time. It's just that that's when the symptoms started. So it's always good to track back to when you think that there were some issues going on there as well. The number one thing you need to avoid to prevent a disc from slipping and causing chronic back pain is to ensure that you're not putting force on your body in a flexed position. So what I mean by that is when you're bending over to lift something up. So say for example, I'll show you here, I'm bending down like this and my back is in a rounded position like that. That's not good for the disc. It's gonna put a lot of pressure through my back here. And then say if I was to lift something up like that and then do it like this, heavy weight, that's gonna put a lot of pressure on my discs. So that flex position under tension is no good for us. The position you wanna be in, and I'll try and show you here, is using the glutes. So bum goes back, back stays straight. See my knees bend, back is nice and flat. I'm bending my knees into a squat position and I'm picking up through here. And then it's a drive through the hips, drive all the way up like this. And that can be anything as light as, you know, 2 kilos, a child, Christmas decorations, getting them up. It's simple things, but it's that repetitive stress over a period of time. And the last one is what pushes that disc out of the jam, pressed on the nerve, causes that pain. So that is the number one thing you need to make sure that you're avoiding this time of year, especially when we're getting into Christmas, is when we relax, had a few drinks, we had lots of food. We then go, we're a bit lazy with our lifting. I'm in that flex position for too long and we pick something up as a heavyweight and it causes that disc to say, no, I don't like this anymore. As I said earlier, sit-ups as well, that repetitive stress. This is a bit of a bumper special here. Don't do sit-ups. If you're gonna do any sort of exercise, I'll show you in a minute, it needs to be using the legs as a lever. Taking pressure off that flex position, using the legs is the best thing. So let me show you two of my favorite exercises that I use to A, get my disc problem sorted, and also I'll show you one to make sure that we're giving that stability in the area as a substitute for doing a sit-up. So this is a cat camel. This is one of my favorite ones. You can do this when you're in bed, particularly if you have got pain or even if you're recovering from a disc injury. Weight through the shoulders, lifting the back up like this and then pushing down like this. It's a lovely way to take pressure off the base of the spine. It's called a cat camel exercise. It's a yoga-based exercise. Do this for a minute, try and do it 3 times. Just flossing that disc helps the vertebra to separate. Great. Just opening up, closing up, helps to pump that disc, nourish the area, get as much fluid into that area as possible as we can. Really, really nice way to do it.
Okay.
And then the alternative to a sit-up. So if you watch me do a sit-up, this is a traditional way to do it. Most people do like this and they have their hands like this. Not very good at doing it, am I? And what this position here, that position there, where you're sort of midway through, it's putting a lot of pressure through your disc there. We just want to avoid those, okay? So the way to do it is keep this all nice and flat and we use the legs as levers. So you can hold on to something if you want, you can put your hands on your chest. I tend to hold on like this, just don't put too much stress through your shoulders. And you can engage the core, bring the legs up like this, all the way down, like this, okay? Different legs, like this, both legs. So we can go straight leg like that, all the way up. And that's going to increase your core stability through there. Now, if you are struggling with a disc injury at the time that's causing symptoms, just be careful with those. If you want any help with that, just give us a shout, okay? I would try and do those 8 to 10 reps, relax, try and do that 3 sets through. The cat camel exercise, do that for a minute. You can't really do that too much. It's a lovely way to just get mobility. If it causes any pain, please just drop me a comment in below. Okay, so hopefully that's given you a really good insight into how you can prevent your back pain getting worse this Christmas. If you need any extra help, please drop us a comment in the section below. You can grab a copy of my best-selling book here, The Secret Cure to Back Pain, How to Avoid a Life of Painkillers and Surgery. Grab it on Amazon. Lovely little stocking filler for somebody. Maybe not. And then please, if you like this video, if you know anyone that's suffering with back pain as well, please share it with them. Subscribe to the channel, really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.